The path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
Life throws us challenges that we really wouldn't wish on our worst enemies, let alone ourselves. Today's guest has overcome sexual abuse, financial devastation, has cared for dying parents, and dealt with alcoholism. Despite the pain and suffering, Deb Scott uses her painful experiences to help others know that they too can find the gifts and the good in any circumstances and realize the best is yet to come. Deb is an award-winning author publishing books, blogs, and podcasts, and has placed third in the New York Times Shorty Award. She is a four-time National Book Award winner and a top-rated radio host for the show, The Best People We Know Show. And all of this came after she left her high-achieving prior corporate career. She was a cardiovascular sales specialist, and she's transitioned from that corporate world into helping us get to a better place. I am so honored, Deb, to have you on the show. Thank you so much for being here to share your gifts with us.
Oh, my goodness. Cheryl, I'm feeling the love. Let's have a global group hug, okay? I am so feeling the love.
I love it. And for those of you that are listening, Deb is here. If you want to take calls, the dial-in number is 248-809-3475. Again, 248-809-3475. So just to get kicked off with our audience, tell them, why did you leave that corporate world, those cardiovascular sales, that's a mouthful, and make it your mission to help others?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, life happens. We make other plans. I did that for about 20 years. I was a biology major in school, and I was in and out of surgery all the time, selling beating heart surgery equipment and so forth, Mass General, Brigham and Women's, you name it. I was in there with the hat hair, the operating room hat hair. That was me. And I loved it, and it was a great way to connect with people and do something, you know, that was making a difference in people's lives, but it was also very financially rewarding. However, I ended up having a time where companies were being sold, and I was going to take a small break to do some things that I wanted to do, and my mother got sick and ended up coming diagnosed with cancer. Mm-hmm. And of course, to me, that was in the divine plan. It was like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So I was the sole caregiver for her. And then with my dad, who passed away the following year after her. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it wasn't something that I consciously said, all right, I am now going to shift from sales, medical sales, into speaking and writing and teaching and talking and all of that. And getting a radio show and so forth. It was something that happened. And I think that many of your listeners can take that story and see in their own life how things just seem to happen without having to try that much, that the path just sort of gently unfolded. And, you know, in that, I think that we can see some of that theme that we're going to talk about today. You know, something that seems so bad, but maybe, you know, that pressure on the diamond, you know, squeezing that grape to get that fine wine, you know, the olive press for the beautiful olive oil, all that pressure can sometimes transform us into something that's much more beneficial in the big picture and really fills the desires in our heart.
I just love the way that you put that, because we tend to, when we're in those circumstances, we seem to think the worst in the world. And truly, and especially if we've never been through it, it's like the sky seems to be falling, but it isn't. It's giving us an opportunity to move forward. Not that we'd want to do it that way all the time, but it truly is an opportunity if we'll just be with it for a moment, as opposed to, you know, fighting and railing against it.
Yes. Because Yeah, that is so true. And Cheryl, you know that in your beautiful magazine, you are always bringing such great wisdom to thousands around the world towards that end. And I think that one of the things that I really want listeners to know that I think, you know, if I could have met myself a little younger, I wish somebody was telling me all the things that I'm sharing with you right now. And I really think that that's what you said is really the first thing is that, okay, first of all, let's just stop going down that road we were on. Motivation down the wrong road just throws you deeper into the wrong road. Let's get up into the air, into a new paradigm shift, go from planet A to planet B, and consider this. Consider this, that there's nothing wrong with you for saying, guess what? The world is not always fair. Everything isn't always right. And that's not a bad thing, because everybody gets free will. None of us are machines. That being said, I love the law of attraction in that the more you think about the good things, the better you're going to feel. That mind-body connection is scientifically right. Proven time and time again. But I think sometimes people get frustrated, and I want to call out to all of those who feel that way, you know, what's wrong with me that I attract this bad thing, that I attract sexual abuse, that I attract this, that, and every other thing, and has God got the universal lesson? Guess what? You didn't do anything bad. It's not a punishment, okay? Nobody would ever say, you know, the Nazis are throwing those Jewish people or Christians or whoever they were into the incinerator burning alive. We don't expect them to be rolling in saying, okay, universe, what's the lesson? No, sometimes people do bad things. And what we have to do is accept that reality, but then take all of these skills, that common sense, these lessons we learned from other people. And in that, we can bring those good things out of those bad things so that we don't have this feeling like, oh, that was a waste. There's no good in that. Because as soon as we believe really in the core of our heart that, you know what, nothing is wasted, nothing in my life, even though it feels like junk, doesn't mean it is junk, because my sure. feelings are like the clouds in the sky. They're moving around. They're empty ghosts. Feelings come and go. What matters is the choices and the actions and the fruits that we produce in helping other people, which ultimately helps ourselves. So I really want to challenge people to just consider the possibility of this and see if you don't even feel better thinking everything in your life, good, bad, ugly, indifferent, if all of that could be wrapped up in a package for you and it was all beautiful, how much better would you feel?
You know, and that's just such an amazing way to look at it. And I think that's probably how you got to the title of your book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue. Things aren't always what they seem. And if you look at them from a different perspective, they blossom.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I hope people are going to call in with some of their bad stuff gone good. Because, you know, it's like the person who's walking down the street and you see in the distance, there's this pond. And in the pond, oh my gosh, I hate snakes, Cheryl. So I'm seeing this horrible poisonous snake ready to jump out of the pond and attack me with its venom. I mean, bad, bad, bad. And I don't want to go through there, but you know, I have no other way. I have to pass by that pond. I have to pass by that nasty looking snake. I have to pass by it because I have to get to the other side. It's just an important destination. It's somebody that I love that I have to meet, that I have to help in a life threatening situation. So as I'm passing by and getting closer to the pond and the fear and the sweat and all that is coming off, wow, I realize as I get closer, wait a minute, that's not a snake. That's a stick in the pond moving with a little wave. Hello? Now, if I had, you know, succumbed into my believing everything I think, you know, I would never realize that that was just a lie that I was going to buy. But no, I didn't. I kept moving forward and I took the next step. And sometimes we have to believe that the person on the other side that we're trying to meet, Cheryl, that person that's in a life-threatening situation that we love with all our heart, sometimes we have to remember that that person is us. And if we don't love ourselves, we sure as heck are not going to have anybody else loving us, because if I can't enjoy my own company, I can't expect you or anybody else listening to, you know? I mean, it's just very simple.
Isn't it interesting? Because it really does start and move forward with love and love of ourselves. And that's something that is so hard for folks to understand, because they're out there giving and giving and giving to everyone else that they forget about giving to themselves and loving and enjoying their own company. That's a wonderful point. And I want us to go back to, you were talking about fear, and we see things, and normally it's not the real snake that's beside us or the burning fire building. It's this perception in our brain that something is bad or something's going to happen that's bad. And those truly are the lies that we've created. And I like, we say, don't believe all those lies that you create in your own head, because they truly are a figment of your imagination.
Yeah. And, you know, I think the other end of that, too, is accepting the fact that, you know what? Yes, everything's an experience. And sometimes the way we label things and we're conditioned, and this is just part of the human experience. But I really hope that people can consider, again, that possibility that, you know what? Yes, it may be bad now, but that doesn't mean that a year from now you won't be really happy that that happened. And yes, you can accept that you feel bad. And yes, bad things do happen to good people. But I truly believe that those of us who have, you know, tried diligently to make those good things out of those bad things, that that's where we help each other. It's that old story about, you know, baking the angel food cake, Cheryl. It's like, okay, I've got on my table some eggs, some egg whites, you know, with the yolks, the whites. I've got some sugar and some salt, and I've got some milk. Now, I'm not going to eat a whole bag of salt and say, oh my God, that tastes delicious. I'm not going to lie to myself like that, because it doesn't. I'm not a salt eater, okay? I'm not going to eat the egg whites and chug them down and say, oh my gosh, isn't that wonderful? I feel so happy tasting egg whites sliming down my throat. No, I'm not going to say that. But I will say this, each one in and of itself, I don't want a diet of. But if I mix it all up, I put it in the oven, I get it right in the right transformation place, right, to become something else, then it becomes angel food cake. And that's delicious. So some of these events in our life individually are like that bag of salt, the egg yolks. You don't want a steady diet of that. Believe me, nobody does. But, hey, let's get on Empower Radio and talk with Cheryl and Deb and Colin and talk about how we made angel food cake out of that stuff. Because once you get the recipe for the angel food cake, all of a sudden you're looking at those ingredients completely different. Like, you know what? I can make something good out of this that I actually enjoy and like.
It is amazing. And for those that are listening, if you want to call in, the phone number is 248-809-3475. I love it. So you've made an angel food cake out of all of the experiences that you've gone through in your life. Now, let me ask you, have you always been this up and positive?
You know, I have to tell you, you know, those of us who have compassion for others, it's usually because we've been eating a lot of our own words. You know, I really think that I'm into self-help, obviously, but I just have to comment because it seems so perfectly timed to segue here. Anybody that says, oh, I've got all the answers. Oh, I'm always happy. Yeah. Oh, I'm above that. I've learned that lesson. You know what? Run as fast as you can in the opposite direction, because they're lying. I have my days where I'm in tears just like everybody else. I got to tell you, the Boston Marathon event and those people dying, don't ask me why. I'm so sensitive. It's just like tears. I have my issues. I have my moments. And anybody that tells you they don't is not being authentic. No, that is part of what it is to be a human being. But without those things, and this is the difference, being able to have a little conversation with yourself in the midst of that suffering and say, you know what, I can offer that up in a good way to myself and others by saying that something good will happen out of it. And knowing that there's certain things that you can do to realize that those ingredients that are killing you in the moment, they're going to be okay in the end. And that's where that self-love and that self-awareness and all this self-help talk and LOA and all that can be useful. But, you know, sometimes, Cheryl, I think we just have to really say, you know what? I'm not alone, and I don't understand right now. But just because I don't understand doesn't mean that it's not true. And this is why I can say this with great conviction. Everybody listening has a computer, probably. And I'm going to tell you what, not one of you, I doubt, can build a computer and explain how all those intricate things are working on the inside of that computer. But guess what? That doesn't stop you from using it and getting the benefit out of it. And that's what faith is. Do you know what I mean? It's the knowing that it's going to be good and it will work out, but not having to always understand. But that doesn't become an obstacle to achieving greatness through the experience, just like you're using your computer without understanding it.
And such a wonderful way to look at it, because I think there's two key points here. The one is we're all going to go through these experiences that they're not fun. They, you know, it tastes like a bag of salt. Okay, I might like that one, but that's another story. But we go through these times in our lives, and rather than railing and fighting against them, just say, this is part of my life. I will use that when I'm ready to use it, and then be energized. Like, you have obviously come through. I'm sure that you were not expecting to lose both of your parents within a year.
No.
That just seems like it's, and you've taken that and, okay, how do I help other people understand this? So I'm just sitting here going, you've got this energy because this energy is what feeds you. But you're right. We do all, even any of us that are in this self-help field, we're not perfect. And I like to run the other way if someone tells you they are.
You know, and not, you know, and sometimes I wonder how some of these people get so famous. It's like, oh my gosh, they're more messed up than the rest of us, you know? And that's the other thing. Stop believing that everybody else has an answer. What makes them the authority? Don't, you know, yes, we are all a leaf on that tree of life. And no leaf is better. You don't look at a tree in autumn and just become overwhelmed by its colorful beauty and say, oh my gosh, I tell you what, it's that one leaf on the right, third down from
the
fourth. Do you know what I mean? We're all different. I have different gifts. You have different gifts, talents. We're all different. And it's because of those differences that we are able to be our best, you know? And that's, I think, the adventure and the joy. And the other thing is, you know, Elbert Hubbard said it best. Don't take life too seriously. You're not getting out alive. Last I checked, Cheryl, none of us are staying. So whatever it is that you're feeling, it's all temporary, good or bad, you know? So try to take that lesson out of it.
I love it. Well, Deb, we actually have a call from Sharon in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So Sharon, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Hi, Sharon. How are you? How is it in Michigan today?
It is beautiful and sunny, and it is warming up. Yahoo!
Well, thank you for sharing your shine with us.
Absolutely, and this is a fun show, and so I wanted to talk about how when I got laid off about 10 years ago, and it was horrible. I lost a great job, and I was miserable. Me and about 70 people got laid off all at once, and I didn't know what I was going to do. I was literally curled up on my couch watching Oprah and feeling sorry for myself. And she had one of those, you know, live your best life shows, and I ended up making a list of the things that I was good at, things that I loved doing, and I actually grew my business. I started a business and grew it, and I'm now 10 years into my business, and it's thriving and successful.
And you're happier than you were before.
I'm way happier.
I am so loving. This is like so good. This is like total billboard for bad story gone good. You got to love that.
Yeah.
And so 10 years... when you made that transition out of, you know, working for a company to working for yourself, did you go through moments where you went, what am I doing? Or did you, how did that go for you?
I still go through those moments.
See, an honest lady.
There we go. We love you for that.
So, you know, I think it's really just about, you know, figuring out where your passion is and moving that forward. And it's really, you know, for some people, it's really hard to figure that out. And for other people, it's easy. I'm, like I said, I made a list of the things that I knew how to do, and I really left the things off that I don't like doing. And as the business grew, it kept evolving. And I have a dozen employees now.
Wow.
But when I started, it was just me.
There you go.
Amazing. Well, congratulations. And you did that because you found your passion. You found what you wanted to do with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I so love that you joined us to share your story. So as there are other listeners out there that are going, I lost my job. How do I do this? You took this list and you built from that list. What other advice do you have for those that are sitting in the position you were?
Well, I think that if you think that you might be a good business owner, if you have some experience in that field, like it was funny, I was just talking this morning to a group of business people, and this woman came up to me and said, oh, I'm thinking of starting my own business. And I said, do you know what you're going to be starting? And she said, no. And I thought, well, that's kind of like saying, I'm going on vacation, but I don't know where I'm going.
I love that.
Yeah, you have to have commitment and dedication to start your own business. And sometimes it's just taking the time to learn what you want to do and what you want to share, what gifts you want to share with the world.
Right. You're
how
right.
Wonderful is that?
There's all kinds of tests out there, though. You can take like occupational tests online that give you a better idea and will drive you towards the things that you love to do. But like if you really... like say maybe you love gardening and that you think that you would do that even for free. That's a mm-hmm. good way to go. Think about, you know, what are the things that you would do even if people didn't pay you?
Now, that's a wonderful way to look at it because those are the things that you truly love. And when you love what you're doing, you'll find a way to make it successful.
Mm. For me, failure was not an option because I needed to eat.
Sure.
Something about eating. I don't know what's up with that.
Food on the table and a roof over your head. And, you know, when you're driven, and that's a great combination. That's such a great point to make is you're motivated for many reasons. But if you take what you're passionate about and combine it, that's success. And even if something doesn't go the way that you'd hoped it would, there's a lesson and you figure out how to do it better next time.
And, the other thing that Sharon's saying, and I think that what we're talking about that I also love, is instead of looking at, you know, feeling bad as a bad thing, look at it as a gift that we just kind of need to unwrap. Because if it wasn't for that complete layoff at that company, you know, and it wasn't because of being kind of bummed out watching Oprah, if it wasn't for that, then that list wouldn't have been created, which wouldn't have created... you know, this inspiration to create this business, which wouldn't have created the job for all those other employees that you now have, which wouldn't have had this great moment in time where we're all, you know, sharing our shine here on Cheryl's call. So there you go.
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
A wonderful. Well, Sharon, thank you so much for joining us today from Ann Arbor, Michigan, and you enjoy this sunny day.
Well, thank you, Cheryl. And Deb, I love your show.
Well, I love you because I know now I'm listening to the voice a little bit more and I'm like, I know who that is. I know who that is. Betty Brigade, right?
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. See, I am so best people we know club. I'm loving that. Thank you so much. We all help each other.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, Deb, it's this half an hour, you knew that this was going to fly through. So as you're sitting there and you obviously knew Sharon because
I didn't know she was going to call in. I was sending out tweets. So I know her because I didn't know right away who it was. But the more she was talking, the more I was like, she's the owner of the Betty Brigade because she's been in Forbes magazine and I know her story. Uh-huh. And I'm like, she's one of my heroes. So there you go. Mutual Admiration Society.
Well, thank you for attracting her to my show so my audience and everyone out there listening can hear this too. This is just such a wonderful collaboration. I'm kind of excited because May 10th, I will be on your show. So I get...
Yes, yes. Okay, now everybody write this down. This is your homework assignment. Cheryl's coming on, okay, May 10th to my show, and you just follow Cheryl and make she'll put it in a newsletter or she'll put it on her Facebook page or something and call in, and we're going to just really enjoy learning from you because you are the Simple Steps to Real Change Queen.
Well, thank you. Well, let's before we've got to sign off here, tell people how to get a hold of Deb Scott and where you're at on Facebook and your website.
Okay, well, you can stop by greenskybluegrass.com, and there's all sorts of links there. But I am on Twitter a lot, and I am Green Sky Deb. So just think of those green skies with Deb, and we're going to turn that around. And I'm on Facebook and everywhere. Or, you know, maybe people can just get in touch with you, and then you can let me know. But I'm also the Best People We Know radio show, Tuesdays and Thursdays on Blog Talk Radio, and we're syndicated on a few other stations. So you can find me, but Twitter's always a good place, Green Sky Deb. And thank you so much. I love what you're doing. I love what you're about. You're an inspiration to me, and you walk your talk, and the world needs more people like you, Cheryl. So big hugs, and thank you all your listeners.
Well, thank you for being here, and we will have all of Deb's information up on both Simple Steps website, our Facebook page, and obviously on the Empower Radio Show page, so you can get in connection with Deb any way you need to. Well, thanks so much, Deb, for being here, and for Mike, our producer, who makes me sound good, and of course for Brent Carey, who makes this possible. Next week, my guest is the Dream Connector, Michelle Cullen Johnson, an author, publicist, and international speaker. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and remember the choice to believe in yourself, not in the lies. Have a great week.